This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Today we've got the privilege of starting a new partnership. Today our field where we sow has just expanded a few thousand kilometres. Like it's a long one, right? Our field just got bigger, church, today as we commission Scott and Ruth. And so I'm going to invite them on the stage to join me now. We're going to commission them in a second. But I just want to remind you, church, that the mission that Scott and Ruth have been called to is no different from the mission that you have. Make disciples who'll make disciples who'll make disciples who'll make disciples of everyone everywhere. Our field is here, their field is there. Same mission, different field. This is the commission that Jesus has given us. And so in a second, I'm going to ask Scotty and Ruth a couple of questions, and then we will commission them. We will have them down here. We're going to lay hands on them. We're going to send them out. And this morning, we've got a couple of representatives of some supporting churches and some agencies. And so we've got the guys from Established Church who are partnering with them. We've got Ollie from Pioneers. Are there any other representatives from supporting churches here?
Area Park Baptist.
Which Park Baptist?
Area Park Baptist.
Who's here from Area Park?
And Maitland Baptist.
Anyone here from Maitland?
And Dapto Baptist.
And Dapto Baptist. You've got a lot of Baptist churches supporting you guys. Good work. What was the last one? Dapto. Anyone from Dapto? Yes, welcome. All right, good. Thank you so much for being here, because we recognize that this is bigger than just us at Anchor, and we count it a privilege that we get to serve alongside you guys in sending Scott and Ruth. This is the kingdom. This is what kingdom-mindedness looks like. We play a part in this together. Lots of churches working together to send these guys. You know, at Anchor Church, we believe that it's the local church's responsibility. It's part of the local church's call for the global mission of Jesus. If we hospital past that, if we flick past that to someone, who's going to do it? This is the commission that Jesus gives the church. This is what we're about. Now, simply because God has called us to minister here in secular Sydney doesn't mean we're off the hook from the nations. He calls us all to partner and participate in that. And if we want to be a church, or if we want to be churches that reflect the heart of God, we have to have a heart for the nations. Because God's heart bleeds for the lost. God's heart bleeds for the nations. So we want to be a church that is on about the same things that God is on about, and God is on about everyone, everywhere, hearing about the good news. And so I'm going to invite Scotty and Ruth. I'm going to ask you guys a few questions. Step forward into the light. Can you firstly introduce yourselves to us? Because not everyone here may know who you are. And tell us a little bit about where God has called you to and what you'll be doing.
I'm Scott, this is Ruth and Isabel. And we feel far from professionals. We're incredibly humbled and blessed, we feel, to go to the Philippines and serve the people there. Specifically, we feel that God is leading us to reach those who are marginalized and those who are unreached by the gospel. These people include sex trafficked women, abused children, children with disability, as well as unreached tribes that live in the mountains that are so often rejected by the local people.
So you guys booked a plane flight and paid for your tickets. What does the next few weeks and months and year hold for you guys? Like, what's next for you guys?
So yeah, we leave on the 9th of October. It's all pretty scary and getting fairly real. Leading up to that, we've got to wrap up our life here as best we can. I knew this was going to happen.
I think it's hard when your family's sitting right in front of you. So we're just busy packing at the moment, deciding what to take, what not to take. We're going to spend the next couple of weeks with family, hanging out with them. And then when we arrive on the 9th of October, we'll be doing 3 days orientation in Manila with the Pioneers base there. And then we'll be heading down to Batangas City, where we'll be living for the first year. And we'll be looking for a house to live in and a car to buy. And yeah, next year, basically, we're having a year of language and cultural studies. So Scott will be doing 5 days a week. I'll be doing three. Isabel will be constantly learning. Yeah, and so our focus is to learn the language for the next year before we move to the island of Mindoro the following year after that.
Now, this is a big sacrifice. Like, you're leaving family. Izzy's a brand new baby. And Sydney's great and as needy. Why are you going?
So for us, as Maddie's preached, you know, when we read the word has truth in it, and God calls us to big things, to follow him. And for us, we're convicted. We're convicted by what the word says, and the word says to go to the nations. Even the verse that, you know, we have as a family, like to act justly, love mercy, we believe that God calls his people into his kingdom to then share that kingdom with the rest of the world. We believe it's not a faith that you just take on by yourself or on your own, but you're then called to share that with those who don't yet know Jesus. And God has such a beautiful heart for the poor and the marginalized and the rejected. Like, you look at his 12 disciples and you see that they were just a bunch of randoms as well, that maybe were despised and rejected by their community too, but he chose them. And he said, you know, I'm going to choose you. And so we really believe that God has called us, yeah, to reach out, and that he has people that he wants to set free, from their sin, from poverty, from oppression, from trafficking, from sexual exploitation. Like, the heart of God is to reach them and say, I love you and I made you and I've created you, and he wants them then to share that same love with others around them. So for us, it's a conviction, and we believe that that's what we are here on earth to do, is to bring the kingdom of God down. Yeah.
And we want to say we affirm that. We see that in you guys, and we believe that God's placed that call on your life to minister to people who are in need, and we've seen you do that here. So, yes, we believe in you for that. Now, you guys have been a part of this church for a while. Ruth, you were on the core team. You helped plant this church. And Scotty, you were here not long after. As you leave this church family, what are some things that you would want to say to these guys as an encouragement as you leave?
We'd like to say thank you, and we love you. There's so many people here that have sowed into our lives so beautifully. People of Anchor, and then also extended community and family. So we're so thankful. We're thankful for the hand that you've played in refining us and challenging us and rebuking us and helping us to grow more like Jesus Christ. We're so thankful for that. If we could encourage you, it would be that this is such a beautiful picture that God has ordained this community, this body of Christ that Jesus commissioned when he ascended to heaven. He commissioned this body to continue to be his hands and feet on earth, to continue his ministry of reconciliation, that the lost would come to know Jesus Christ. And you have a really precious, beautiful part to play in that, every single one of you. You have something valuable and beautiful to contribute to this body. God didn't just commission individuals. He commissioned us collectively to pursue God's glory, to preach the gospel, and to love on people. So we would encourage you to continue to pursue where it is that God would have you within this body, because you have a part to play. And we'd also like to challenge you that if you're not playing that part, the body is crippled in some way, because God designed it that we all contribute beautifully. So be challenged and encouraged.
So as we commission you and send you guys, how can Anchor and the churches here best support you guys, pray for you guys? What are your needs?
Yeah, we want to say thank you. We've hit 100% support, and so many of you have played a huge role in that by giving of your finances. And you know, that mission, it means the mission's yours too. You know, it's your crown as well. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers, your encouragement. And we just want to say keep up with it. Like, you guys are amazing. We've been so encouraged, and we 100% know this is what God wants, because so many of you guys are behind us and have affirmed that. So yeah, please keep encouraging us. Send us emails, call us, Skype us, visit us. Yeah, she misses you all already. It's really sad. yeah, come visit. We'd love that as well. And please pray for us as a family. I think, you know, any stressful or new situation in life, we just need extra grace, patience and kindness towards each other. Please pray that God will protect our marriage. Protect our health, particularly Izzy being only 3 months old. And as well, please pray for us and our family, our immediate family who are here today. Just pray for all of us that the Spirit of God would be our comfort, and that we would really know His comfort, and that, family can never be replaced, but we just pray that God would put people in our lives to fill the void of our families. So please, just pray for our families and us.
Well, we'll do that in a sec. I'll invite you guys to come down the front, and we're going to lay hands on Scotty and Ruth and Izzy and commission them. So if you guys want to head down, this partnership for Anchor at least, and I'm guessing is true for the other churches represented here, is that we see Scott and Ruth as an extension of our church, of who we are. And we're fully invested in this partnership with them. And so we're committing as a church to financially supporting them. And that's already started corporately as a church, individually. Many of you guys are doing that. We've committed to covering them in prayer. We're committing to visiting them. We're committing to encouraging them. And I promise you, Anchor and the churches that are represented here, your investment in these guys is not a one-way street. You will be blessed, your church will be blessed, your small group will be blessed as you support them. We're going to hear stories of the work of Jesus transforming lives in the Philippines. You're going to hear stories of women and children who've been rescued from the sex industry. We're going to hear stories of churches that are planted and disciples that are being made. We are going to be encouraged in the mission that we have here. And we're going to get ideas from what they're doing, and vice versa. This is not a one-way street. This is a partnership, and partnership means mutual blessing. And so we're going to commission these guys. To do that, I'm going to ask Ollie from Pioneers. I'm going to invite James from Established, and maybe a representative from the other three churches. And I'm going to invite the immediate family of Scotty and Ruth to come down the front now and lay hands on them. So if you guys want to start making your way down the front here, I'm going to lay hands on these guys. So family, immediate family of Scott and Ruth. I just want to give those close preference to actually physically reach out and touch them. The rest of you guys can just do it via connection of someone else. So Scott and Ruth, if you want to move forward a little bit. And so immediate family, we've got Pioneers, all the churches represented here. Great. And maybe we've got the Burwood GC guys, if you guys want to come down, and then anyone else who knows these guys and would like to get close enough to lay a hand on them, please come on down now. It doesn't matter if this takes time. It doesn't matter if we fill this whole front space up. I want to invite anyone who would like to come forward and lay hands on Scott and Ruth now as we commission them. It's good. And so before we commission and pray for Scott and Ruth, I want to invite you, the people represented here, friends and family of Scott and Ruth, and supporting and sending churches, to commit to partnering with them. And I would love a big, strong, hearty verbal response with a yes or a we will or an amen or a hell yeah, whatever you want. Just let's make this loud and pledge our commitment to them. So let me ask you this question. Will you commit to loving Scott, Ruth and Isabel? We commit to supporting them financially, upholding them in prayer, encouraging when they're down, holding their arms up when they are weary, being their cheerleaders and friends. Will you commit to Ruth and Scott?
We will.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, today, Anchor, we get to send some of our best, and it's hard to send your best. It's a sacrifice. I know families, you're sending your only. I mean, it's right. You can't really replace Scott and Ruth. We send our best, and they leave a gaping hole in our lives, and it's a sacrifice and it's a cost, but we truly believe that this is worth it for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of those who they will minister to. And Scott and Ruth, we want to affirm God's call on your life. We believe that God is in this. We've seen your gifts. We've seen your faithfulness in stewarding them. We see your care and love for the poor. We see your passion to use your gifts that God has given you. We've seen your faithfulness in stewarding that. And we affirm the call that God has placed on your life to go to the marginalized of the Philippines. And so Scott, Ruth, and Isabel, we commission you to go to the people of the Philippines. And we do so with the words of 1 Timothy 4 to Scott and Ruth in particular. I charge you, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. They will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. But as for you, Scott and Ruth, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Father God, we pray to the God of all provision, the great sender of the Great Commission. Lord, we want to commit to you this morning, Ruth and Scott and Isabel. Please provide for their needs. We pray now specifically for housing, for a car, for community and friendship. God, we pray for them as they step into language and culture learning. We ask for miraculously quick language learning. Please help them to embed themselves in that culture. We pray for neighbors who they can get to know, people that they can eat meals with. God, we pray for patience in this season of waiting before they get to the mission field to which you have called them. And God, we pray that when they do, that you would bring about a harvest of fruit that would come from their ministry. We pray that you would release the oppressed, the marginalized, the broken, those who are trapped in slavery. We ask, God, that you would plant churches as a result of their work, that you would reach the unreached tribal groups of the hill country. God, we pray that everywhere that they go and every word that they speak, that you would bless these people. Father, we pray for protection. We know that the enemy would love nothing more than to harm and to hurt and to thwart their plans. So we pray against the enemy, his works and effects. We pray that you would protect Scott and Ruth, their family, their health, their house, their ministry, their neighbors. Father God, protect them. God, we pray as the God of heaven and earth, that you would open the storehouses of heaven and pour out your blessing on them abundantly. Shower them with your love. Help us to support them, to care for them, to love them, to uphold them, to champion them. Father God, as you filled the early church with your spirit for the mission that you called them to, we pray now, fill Scott and Ruth with the power of your Holy Spirit, that as they proclaim, as they preach, as they love, as they serve, that they would lift up the name of Jesus. God, we know that you want to use them. Please do that. We love them, Lord. We're going to miss them. Pray for their families, their friends, their church. As we grieve, that you'd help us to grieve with a tinge of joy and hope that you have called them to this. Father God, we commit them and we commission them to you. In the powerful, strong name of Jesus, and all of God's people said in one loud voice, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. We love you. Hey, I didn't do this at the first service, but I just feel like if maybe some of the guys from Established or Ollie from Pioneers or any of the sending churches had a word of encouragement, a word of knowledge, a revelation, some prophetic word for these guys now, if anyone, you don't have to, but I just thought I'd check if any of these guys wanted to encourage. Yeah, thanks, Ollie.
Yeah, guys, just so thankful for the opportunity to get to know you and the wider Pioneers family. I think I've just been so blessed by the genuine work of God that we see in you, the love that radiates out of you guys. We're just so thankful for the way that you've been so patient with us as we've walked this journey together. And I think you guys have really exemplified humility. And we're just so excited about what God's doing in you guys and how he's going to use you guys into the future. And that might include some really tough times, but we know that God's at work. He's gone before you guys. He's with you, and he's never going to leave you or forsake you. And we're just we're with you in this journey. So we're excited to see how God's going to work in the future, and trusting that his blessing is going to be on you guys. So yeah.
Anyone else? Family? Any family members have a word of encouragement for these guys? Any other churches? Good. Well, we want to just say we love you, Ruth and Scott, so much, and we're going to miss you. We believe in you. How about we give these guys a massive cheer and round of applause and thank them.